As predicted, the night went to the right. And Giorgia Meloni wasted no time in addressing her supporters and Italy.
When this night is over, we will remember that this is a new beginning. From tomorrow on, we will have to show what our values are worth. If we are called to govern and lead this nation, we will do it for every single Italian with the goal to unite these people. Because our biggest goal in life is to make sure that Italians are finally proud again, to fly our flag high.
Polls opened at 7 a.m. All in all, 16 hours of voting.
There's been a steady stream of people coming to vote throughout the day despite the rain. And even though most people are not telling us who they voted for, what is clear is that opinions are very strong on both sides.
I'm voting because it's a duty and a right that we finally can express. We don't have many rights left, so I will vote in the hope that Italy will come out of this swamp in which we are stuck. I'm hoping for change, for a really big change, because we really need it.
I'm terrified that there will be changes, because what's happening is really an earthquake, in my opinion.
It's been a divisive election, not only raising questions of what will change inside Italy, but how Italy will present itself abroad.
The main challenge eventually for Meloni as Prime Minister would be to be accepted by the main European countries as a credible and reliable partner. Otherwise, if things will go wrong or if Meloni will push too hard on her far-right agenda, well, there might be, of course, very soon some problems for Italian political stability, Italian economy, and as well relationship with the EU might be troubling.
There will be weeks for political consultations and appointments before the Italian president Sergio Mattarella appoints a prime minister. But that seems to be all but a formality. Giorgia Meloni is set to be Italy's first female prime minister. The question then, what will her Italy look like? Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera, Rome.